Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, yes, Wednesday edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. My goodness, we have so much to do today. The guru is with us. Our guy, the great, legendary, John Hansen. We're going to get into some props with the guru, get into some overs, some unders. The VSiN NFL betting guide is unbelievable. I can't get enough. The guys did an unbelievable job, Guru and Adam Burke and Zach Cohen and everybody who's part of the incredible, absolutely sensational, the VSiN NFL betting guide, absolutely wonderful. So we will obviously talk to our good friend, the Guru, John Hansen. We have a ton of breaking news in the NBA. We will get into all the baseball. We got a ton of day baseball going on as we speak. We'll get into the Yankees and their issues and what has transpired with our New York Yankees. We'll get into all that as we move along. But let's start with some monster breaking news in the NBA. And it deals with my Knicks, who have finally hired a head coach. How about it? The New York Knicks are going to hire Mike Brown as their new head coach. Now, I think there are a lot of levels and a lot of layers here. And I think, frankly, this all needs to be said. And frankly, this all needs to be stressed when you take a look at everything going on with this hire. I am livid that the team fired, at the end of the day, Tom Thibodeau. Absolutely, positively livid. I think Tom Thibodeau could have taken the Knicks to the NBA Finals. I think Tom Thibodeau is unbelievable. I think Tom Thibodeau, a sensational coach, would have liked to see him get an opportunity to lead this team next year, 2025, 2026, opportunity year two for Bridges, year opportunity for Karl Anthony Towns. I would have liked to see that at the end of the day if I was running the New York Knicks. But instead, they fired Tom Thibodeau. And it's pretty crystal clear James Dolan was involved, and the Knicks didn't have a plan. It's pretty crystal clear that they wanted, at the end of the day, Jason Kidd, who was on my short list, if you remember the day the news broke, on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. The short list for me, Jason Kidd was number two on the list behind Dan Hurley. Jason Kidd would have been a sensational hire. Jason Kidd under contracts. Cooper Flagg is going to be his superstar. So at the end of the day, they were not going to be able to get Jason Kidd. Then you have the embarrassment where they're calling the Bulls, they're calling the Hawks, they're calling every team in the NBA to try and find a head coach and see if this guy's available and that guy's available. And I can appreciate, obviously, looking under every rock, but it leads us to this. You have the draft and the start of free agency where the New York Knicks did not have a head coach in place. Now, we talked about this at length over the last couple days and couple shows here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Mike Brown, of all of the options available, was clearly the best. Don't give me James Borrego as a head coach. Lead assistant, that's great. Not as a head coach. Do not, under any circumstance, give me someone like Frank Vogel. Don't give me Taylor Jenkins. Don't give me Dawn Staley, who I think is a sensational women's basketball coach. This was not the spot for her. First time in the NBA. Give me Mike Brown. And if you remember, and I know that you do, I went ballistic here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein when the Sacramento Kings fired Mike Brown. Went nuts. Because I think Mike Brown is a really excellent coach. Do I think he's better than Tom Thibodeau? I do not. But we are talking about a two-time NBA Coach of the Year. We are talking about a coach who just won Coach of the Year a couple of years ago when he took the Sacramento Kings to the playoffs, ending a 16-year drought in the postseason. We are talking about a coach who I always believed that his Sacramento Kings would have beat the Warriors and Steph Curry in the playoffs a couple of years ago if De'Aaron Fox didn't hurt his hand. But he did. and the rest is history. He's been to the NBA Finals. Feels like a lifetime ago, but he has, and that's on his resume, something that's not on Tom Thibodeau's resume. You look at the fact that he has won hundreds of games, 60% of his games in the NBA, and we are talking about someone that obviously has a ton of credentials and has been there before and done that. He is regarded as someone who is great with stars. He is great when it comes to coaching defense. I will be curious to see who he hires as a lead offensive coordinator and assistant coach. Borrego is rumored to be on his short list for that. Remember, he was undefeated and amazing when he filled in for Steve Kerr in the playoffs, when Kerr had the back a few years ago. Kevin Durant loves him. Steph Curry loves him. Tim Duncan and all the Spurs loved him. He's from the Greg Popovich tree. Steve Kerr thinks he's unbelievable. This checks a lot of boxes. He's got a great personality, great guy. I think Mike Brown is a really good hire. I also think the Knicks are off to an excellent start in the offseason. And I love that they brought in Jordan Clarkson. And Jordan Clarkson, at the end of the day, 16 points a game for Utah last year, 16 points a game for the Jazz, and he's going to be energy off the bench. And, you know, he'll shoot 40% from three. And he's been in these kind of spots before. And he's a massive upgrade, as an example, over someone like Campaign. They bring in Gershon Yabusele, my guy from Philadelphia, who is a tremendous three-point shooter, only paid him $12 million over 2 years. And this is a guy who was big time on France's Olympic team a few years ago. And listen, Gershon Yabusele can absolutely play and be a big. And I love Mitchell Robinson, but you need some insurance in terms of guys who could shoot and defend and be a legit presence off the bench and help spell cats when he has the ability at the end of the day to get in foul trouble. So I think that when you look at the expectation here, the Knicks get better in the first wave of free agency. They're also still talking to Ben Simmons, still talking to Russell Westbrook. Ian Begley, our good friend from SNY, reporting there are free agents who want to know at the end of the day who the head coach is going to be. What a concept. We just started free agency as a Knicks fan, and they didn't have a head coach. Did the draft, didn't have a head coach, and that's crazy. But Leon Rose and James Dolan, by firing Thibodeau, at the end of the day, they decided it's going to be finals or bust. And if you look today at the Eastern Conference odds, you look at where the Knicks are in Vegas, you look at Yabusele and Clarkson in this mix. Now they officially have a head coach. That is ridiculously impressive. And they are very, very close, very, very close here at the end of the day to being the Vegas favorite in the Eastern Conference. That's what we are looking at. So I think that when you look at the Knicks and you look at where they are right now, you have to bare bones minimum make the finals. That's what they've established. Brunson, Katz, OG, Hart. This team's absolutely got it going on. Yeah, I think that, you know, Mitchell Robinson, the way that he plays defense, you know, I think that when you look at the Knicks' odds to win the whole thing, listen, I think that the Knicks having the fourth best odds and they just hire Mike Brown, that's a big deal. That is a huge deal here. So I am ridiculously pumped. I'm ridiculously impressed. I'm ridiculously obsessed. I again, will not get off of the fact that firing Tom Thibodeau after the best season in 25 years was a mistake. I'm not going to get off the fact that it's pretty obvious that the Knicks had no plan. But when you take a breath, this is a really good move. I mean, I go through the finals appearance, two-time coach of the year, the winning percentage. Mike Brown has as good a resume as Tom Thibodeau. So I think the Knicks, it was a long, windy road. I think the Knicks actually got this right and got it done. I wanted Jason Kidd once that was inevitable, that it was not going to happen and he was not going to leave. Obviously, now you move on to the next and welcome Mike Brown. I think Brunson's going to love him. I think Kat's going to love him. I think OG is going to love him. I think Bridges can take his game on offense and defense to a different level. I am ridiculously fired up here. Now, we could start having the conversation about the Knicks winning the Eastern Conference. So you can see that gap narrowing when it comes to the Eastern Conference odds. And I am ridiculously fired up here when you look at it for my New York Knicks. How about the Denver Nuggets, who have made some big moves early in free agency? And, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. Take a look at the Nuggets and their moves, right? And yesterday, after we signed off the air, they brought in Tim Hardaway Jr. This on the heels of acquiring Cam Johnson in that incredible deal there where they traded Michael Porter Jr. They brought back Bruce Brown. I absolutely love and obsessed with the Valanciunas move. And, you know, you look at the Western Conference odds. I mean, right now I put OKC number one, Houston number two, Denver number three when it comes to teams that could win the West. I think the Clippers will certainly be in that conversation. But running it back was not an option here when you look at it for the Denver Nuggets. Love everything that we've seen here from Denver in the offseason. How about our guy Duncan Robinson? This happened after we signed off the air, Make It Rain with Adam Schein yesterday. Duncan Robinson and the Pistons agreed to a three-year, $48 million deal, and he leaves Miami, and he's going to Detroit. Detroit has had a really excellent offseason. I love the additions. I think Detroit is absolutely going to be in the mix for really good things when you look at it from an Eastern Conference perspective. Now, of course, this ties in the world of sports gambling. Malik Beasley was supposed to get a three-year, $48 million contract, but those talks have paused. And if you read the Detroit news yesterday, and I did, it's not looking good for Malik Beasley. It paused after he was caught up in a federal gambling probe. So I think under the circumstance, Duncan Robinson, an excellent move. 3 years, 48 mil in Detroit.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Look, if you're serious about winning this football season, the VSiN NFL betting guide is your first real edge, and it's available now. Packed with in-depth previews of all 32 teams, season win total breakdowns, best bets from the trusted VSiN experts, player props, betting projections, everything you need to bet smarter all season long. Lock in our football special for just $175 and get full VSiN Pro access through the Super Bowl, including every betting guide. Pretty amazing. The daily best bet emails, the 24/7 video, and all the data and the tools on VSiN.com. This early bird pricing expires July the 31st, so please don't wait. Sign up today and get your copy of the NFL season betting guide, VSiN.com/subscribe, VSIN.com/subscribe. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. You know me. I love day baseball. Absolutely, positively, nothing quite like day baseball. And this is why we give the updates and the odds that move, right? I think about yesterday's sizzling edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Yankees were up 2-0. Yesterday on Canada Day with Max Fried on the mound, that we told you the way the line shifted, and all of a sudden up 2-0 with Fried on the bump, it was, you know, -444 favoring the Yankees, and there was a lot of juice if you bet the Blue Jays. I would have never touched it. I thought the game was over, and as a Yankee fan, that wasn't the case, but this is why we always monitor the line movement, and we pay so much attention to it during the course of the game. We have the Padres and the Phillies. It is 6-3 right now. 6-3, a couple of teams that I really like, and I would not place any wager right now. Even though Philly, listen, at home, the bats can obviously come alive, but Padres are most certainly due. I think they're an excellent team, so I do think that they will be able to hold on and take care of business. Listen, at the end of the day, the Tigers are just mauling everyone. Captain Jack taking care of business. The bat's unbelievable. Every day a new hero. 11-1, the Tigers are absolutely crushing the Washington Nationals. Actually, Washington literally just scored. So we now have the Tigers over the Washington Nationals in the sixth inning. And that is an 11-2 score when you take a look at it. Plus, we have the Mets in action. And, you know, it's funny. This was one of our best bets yesterday. So we carried it over to today with the Brewers on the money line for this game. So we will, you know, it's not over yet, but it's 6-2 and the seventh inning just ended. And the Mets are going to lose and the Brewers are going to win. Brewers is a legit baseball team. They're going to play two games, by the way. Two games today at Citi Field. It is hot. It is humid. And the Mets are anything but. They are frigid. And, you know, you're going to need a winter coat watching the New York Mets play because this team is a mess. So, well, hopefully we're two innings away from hitting that bet today. But the Brewers, we had them last night. We had them again today. And spoiler alert for the G-Bank Best Bets, we've got a whole bunch of baseball bets that we like tonight, including Brew Crew with the nightcap on the money line as well. The New York Yankees were a mess yesterday, and it's crazy. I literally got off the air, make it rain with Adam Schein. I went downstairs, go to the elliptical. I have the VSiN Watch app on my phone, and I'm locked in to Mitch, and I'm locked in to Paulie. And I got the Yankee game on the TV while I'm on the elliptical. And my goodness, I couldn't believe what I'm watching. George Springer with a grand slam, second homer of the day. And the Yankees blow a lead, blow a game where Max Fried had the lead. And they lose 12-5. And listen, we are at a stage right now where we have to have the conversation here about firing Aaron Boone. Okay. That won't happen. Let's be honest. It's sad, but it's just absolutely true. That won't happen. So they have to bench Volpe. And you know, you have to stop pretending like this is going to get better. And I love the concept of Volpe, hometown hero, grew up as a Yankee fan, grew up in, you know, on the Upper East Side in New York City, moved to New Jersey, friends with Al Leiter's kid, everything about it, right? Great glove, easy to root for, love watching him. He's just ridiculously inconsistent. He needs to go on the bench. They need to do something to shake up the clubhouse. The Rays did win this afternoon. A couple of homeless baseball teams, Rays and the A's, doing battle in Yankee Stadium's minor league facility in Tampa. I mean, mini Steinbrenner Park, that's where the Rays are playing. What a mess. But Tampa did get a victory today. So they are now at 48-39 on the season. 48-39 on the season. One game separating the Yankees and the Blue Jays. And frankly, I told you the other day, I told you on Monday when you saw the standings and it was plus 500 for the Blue Jays to win the division. That was the play. So I think at this stage, that's where I think the smart money lies. You know, Blue Jays have talent. It's all about just getting it together if you're the Toronto Blue Jays. So my goodness, I mean, if I'm a Yankee fan, and I am absolutely miserable with what transpired, and the Brewers just hit another home run. I mean, there is no way the New York Mets are coming back in this one. Solo home run for Isaac Collins, and what a mess. What an absolute mess. How about what transpired with the Dodgers yesterday as Shohei Ohtani becomes the third big leaguer to get to 30 home runs? Raleigh's got over 30. Judge has 30. Now Shohei Ohtani. And that was excellent, excellent stuff when you take a look at it for Shohei Ohtani. And the Dodgers able to take care of business and pound the hell out of the Chicago White Sox. And, you know, I know there's some growing movement and the odds are starting to narrow when it comes to the NL MVP. It's, you know, and PCA is awesome. And I love Pete Crow Armstrong. And he's been fantastic. But there's only one name for the NL MVP, and that's Shohei Ohtani. Just one name for the NL MVP. It's that simple here. So Ohtani's going to win it. Dodgers going to win the World Series. Look, the National League is loaded. So, you know, in theory, it's difficult, you know, for people like me to hand them the trophy. But I did it last year. And, you know, I think the NL has all the best teams in baseball other than the Tigers. You know, a team like the Padres or the Giants or the Cubbies who have been awesome or the Phillies with great pitching. They can absolutely scare the hell out of the LA Dodgers. But come on. Dodgers to win the World Series, plus 235. Dodgers plus money to win the National League. When you look at their season profile, they've dealt with all these injuries, and they still have this record. You look at the standings out West. I mean, you know, let's respect what the hell's going on here with the L.A. Dodgers. People love to hate, right? Oh, Dodgers not that good. They're up 8 games on the Padres, up 9 games on the Giants. This team is a tough machine. You can talk about payroll all you want. The Dodgers know how to handle success, prosperity, adversity, all rolled into one. Dodgers are absolutely going to win the National League. How about Jacob DeGrom? We hit this last night in terms of the prop of the Texas Rangers having the ability to win on the run line. So we were thrilled about that. DeGrom last night, I mean, he's back, man. And this is beautiful. When I say he's back, you got to remember that this was a spot and a situation for DeGrom where he used to, when he was healthy with the Mets, every fifth day, it was happy Jacob DeGrom day. You don't have to be a Mets fan, I'm certainly not, to appreciate his genius. Rangers fans now getting a glimpse. And this is all sorts of awesome. 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk, his ball, his mound, his domination. It's incredibly awesome to watch. By the way, with what happened with Fried yesterday and what happened with DeGrom yesterday, little movement here when you take a look at the AL Cy Young, and it's going to be Scooble. And I'm on record saying, okay, Fried was 2, Crochet was 3. Look at the way the odds have moved here, 2 through 5. Crochet plus 400. Hunter Brown, who a lot of smart people, including our friend Joel Sherman from MLB Network and the New York Post, they have him as a Cy Young. I don't agree with that, but just, you know, for the sake of fairness, DeGrom 10-1 now, Fried 15-1. And it's funny, I had Jake Peavy on my SiriusXM radio show today. He thinks second best pitcher in the American League is Framber Valdez. So just to throw that into the equation. It was a great baseball night last night. I love watching the Turner broadcast of the Cubs and the Guards. And look, I'm a sucker for day games at Wrigley, but seeing a night game on a beautiful Chicago night and Matty Boyd, 7 incredible innings, 8th win. Suzuki hit his 23rd homer of the season. Really beautiful looking game and victory for the Chicago Cubs, who won their 50th game of the year. They're going to end up getting that 2 seed in the National League. And finally, Paul Skenes missed on my prop. I had over 6. He only struck out 5. He pitched brilliantly, though. 5 innings pitch, win for Pittsburgh. We said Pittsburgh was going to win, but we did not hit on the prop. That really pissed me off last night. But hey, even though he didn't get the dub, the Pirates were able to win. Look at the NL Cy Young odds board. I do think the wins and losses are going to hurt Skenes when it's all said and done. The bet that I would make right here, Zach Wheeler, plus 190. Skenes has 4 wins on the season. Shameful. Terrible job on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You need a proxy? You can join the world's largest football contest with 1 trip to Vegas, anytime before the season starts. Trusted by thousands of players over the last 9 seasons. Winner's Circle Proxy Service has helped clients win over 9.3 mil the last couple of seasons. Learn more about using a trusted proxy service. All you got to do is go to winnerscircleproxy.com/VSiN. Welcome back, Megan Rain, with Adam Schein. Joining us right now live on the Progressive Guest Line. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He is going to return to host Prop Points this upcoming football season. I can't wait to have him back with us on VSiN. And if you miss the guru like I do, if you dream about the guru like I do, good news. You can go to the VSiN NFL betting guide on VSiN.com right now, where you can read and get all the props and plays from our guy. He's the guru. You're not. The great John Hansen. Guru, how are you?
Doing great, Adam. Loving life here at the Jersey Shore. I moved down to Georgia last year, so it's been 2 weeks of just glorious consumption of bagels and pizza. No bread better in America than the Northeast, but I'm great.
Listen, bagels, pizza, and the guru. What a winning combination, the ultimate trifecta and hat trick right there. And guru, I'm on vacation next week, and I've got the VSiN betting guide printed out. Some people have books that they read on the beach. I will be reading the VSiN NFL betting guide. I can't wait. And you wrote a sensational article. You got the fantasy overs, the unders, the props, the predictions. It's absolutely incredible. And there's one guy that I thought was pretty interesting, because I'm pretty high on him for this upcoming season. For reality, for fantasy, for betting, you gotta love the Drake. Drake May. Tell us why you like the over here for passing yards for our guy Drake May.
Well, I don't have any riveting data to bring to the table. I could tell you that all of his protection data last year was awful. It was one of the worst pass protecting O-lines in the league, if not the worst. Love how they added Will Campbell there. He's a plug-and-play guy. Morgan Moses always holds down the fort on the right side. I think that people are maybe the markets, if you will, are maybe underappreciating Josh McDaniels a little bit, along with, you know, the leadership of Mike Vrabel. He'll coach him up well. They'll be ready to go. McDaniels is good. I mean, he's a professional guy, unlike what we've seen in New England in, you know, the last 3 years. So he was at 189 passing yards a game last year in his 12 starts in a non-professional offense with horrific protection. So I think we can get to 220 quite easily here, which gets him over the number in 15 games. He is a gamer. I was around him a couple of years ago at his combine. Oh, my God, a little Peyton Manning vibe, a little old school, but an available vibe. This guy's going to be available, I think, despite, you know, taking some hits. He's a young guy. He's ready for it, a la Josh Allen.
Listen, I think the Josh Allen comparison is legit, and I'll tell you, he'll be the first one to tell you that, Josh Allen, and he's talked to me about that. So I'm with you here. I think that he is a great fantasy overachiever, great prop overachiever. I think the Patriots are going to be fascinating. I mean, that Vegas over-under, 8.5. I'm going to need a minute before I make a play on New England. Let me make sure Stephon Diggs is on the team. But, you know, you nailed it on McDaniels, nailed it on Vrabel. So I think that Drake May, I love that for the over. You know, one of the things that you are excellent at, and really, it's a laundry list of things, but one of my personal favorite for props and for fantasy football, you have an unreal track record. Seriously, jokes aside, of nailing the rookie running backs, when to draft them, where there's value, who can ultimately be a stud, who can become the guy. And I know there's a certain guy in Cleveland that you like a lot in terms of being a fantasy and prop overachiever.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I am absolutely fascinated by Travion Henderson for the aforementioned Patriots, by the way, but the prop that really stood out to me was the Quinshon Judkins prop. I was higher on Judkins than most. I think I had him as my RB3 in the class. Others had him as far down as like RB8 or 9. Ended up being the RB4. I know that, you know, I'm not going to hand him the job, but, you know, no offense to Jerome Ford. He'll probably open up the season as a depth chart, but, you know, we talk about this 36th pick of the draft. It's like a first-round pick at the running back, basically. He saw reps with the ones at the OTAs. He's going to get the bulk of the carries. And, look, I know they're not going to be great unless one of their 1,700 quarterbacks pans out, but they do want to run the ball with Kevin Stefanski. He only has to average on the season 37 rushing yards a game in 17 games to get to this number 625. So I am extremely confident that he can do what 30 other dudes did last year, which is clear that measly number of 626. And I like Judkins just in general. He's got a lot of juice. He pops to me. He's got like an old school feel. I think he's got untapped potential in the passing game. He's got size. and some explosiveness. So that's quite intriguing. I know Dylan Sampson is there, but I like Judkins quite a bit. It's not going to be ideal for fantasy if the Browns stink, which they probably will. But the very least, 625.5, please, it's over. He's already got it. He'll get that by Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah, listen, I think by Thanksgiving we'll be cashing that ticket. So we've played those two based upon what you wrote in the VSiN guide. And listen, this one I love, okay? I love Sam Darnold. I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I loved when they drafted and our guy John Schneider drafted Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I played him on your guidance often this past year in Daily Fantasy. And now he's the guy with DK Metcalf in Pittsburgh. You know, we could talk Cooper Kupp, but I'm obsessed with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. The over for receiving yards this year, 950.5. I mean, Guru, I wouldn't be surprised if he hit 1,200 receiving yards.
I mean, he got 1,170. I have him with 1,175, and he crushed it this past year. Even with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett there in the mix. He had 1130 with them last year. So he crushed that. So it is a little weird, but sometimes, hey, we'll take your money. You know, that's how I look at it. Thanks, guys. I think Darnold might be a little bit of a downgrade from Geno, but hey, Justin Jefferson had the second most fantasy points in a league last year with Darnold. A lot of play action under Clint Kubiak, which is good for Darnold, who does very well on that per fantasy points data. So even if he gets a drop in target volume somehow, I think he's still going to hit the bet, but he's not going to. And we are projecting over fantasy points, very intense projected strength of schedule, fifth easiest for Darnold and for JSN. So the only concern maybe is him lining up a little bit more on the perimeter now, but the data suggests he's fine. I think he's good, and I think he'll hit, to your point, he'll clear 1,000 yards easily barring an injury. I don't think it'll be close, but over 950 is a lock.
All right, let's take a look at some underachievers, and I want to go to Saquon Barkley, Guru. Let's go. What are we thinking here?
Hey, first of all, the last projection and prop I made, the last point I made about Barkley was Super Bowl Sunday. Rich Gannon, I thought his head was going to explode because I took the under, and it hit, baby. And also, correspondingly, I had the over in the receiving. That also hit. But moving on to this, generally I'm wary of aging backs with some injury concerns. I was definitely into Saquon last year. It was an ideal situation. It still is. But, you know, first of all, for fantasy, I'm not taking a guy with his profile at one overall or two. By the way, I said this about Christian McCaffrey this time last year. He's only hit 1350, by the way, once. I know it's an incredible utopia over there in Philadelphia, but I'm going to take the under on the 1,500 yards. I think the schedule is going to be a lot more difficult. The Eagles, no one ever repeats there, Adam, 20 years now. So the schedule looks nasty, a lot of tougher matchups. And look, the way I look at it, not a lot has to go wrong for him to fail to average 100 rushing yards a game for 15 games. I don't think a lot has to go wrong.
Guru, I want to say this out loud, and I'm not just saying this because you're my guy. I agree with everything you said. And I still love the Eagles, and I think they'll make the playoffs, and Howie Roseman did a great job again. I agree with you on the under. I think that a different team, and frankly, I'm in the minority. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys won the division. Washington obviously had a really good offseason, so we are on the same page. FantasyPoints.com. He is the guru. You are not. Prop points coming back right before Make It Rain with Adam Schein this football season. Guru, you are the best, my friend. Enjoy the Jersey Shore. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you real soon.
I'll catch you on the flip side, sir.
Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
ProfitX offering the best odds all baseball season long. ProfitX, peer-to-peer sports exchange. Available in 40-plus states, first of its kind in the U.S. You'll be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against the old sports books. Exchanges guarantee the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. You can even request your own odds. Download PropitX today with the code VSIN. Earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month. That's pretty amazing. You know what else has been amazing? As you welcome me back to Make It Rain with Adam Schein, time for our news, notes, nuggets, and nightly plays. Wimbledon has been absolutely wild. Wild. We've had four top 10 upsets on the men's side. We have had four top five upsets on the women's side. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And Coco Gauff is gone. And this is not good. Like, I like unpredictable sports. I love watching tennis. Wimbledon is special. But the fact that Pegula's out and Coco Gauff is out, and Gauff is out in the first round, and she became just the third woman in the Open era to lose in the first round at Wimbledon right after winning the championship, the French Open, and she lost to an unseeded woman out of the Ukraine on Tuesday night, that's crazy. She finished with just six winners and had a total of 29 unforced errors. That included nine double faults. She said, quote, "I couldn't find my footing out there." Yikes. Sabalenka, who's ranked number one on the women's side, is the only one of the top five seeds who advanced. Like, that's insane. And I love Wimbledon. I love, again, the unpredictability. But that's probably not great for buzz for Wimbledon moving it forward and down the road. But, wow. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Coco Gauff not winning Wimbledon, sure. Losing in the first round? Nah. And if anyone has a ticket and picked that woman from the Ukraine yesterday, I'm going to have to see it. Because I don't believe that in any way, shape, or form. How about what transpired last night in the WNBA? And I would love to know if you took Indiana on the money line. I could have wrapped my brain around Indiana with the points. 10.5-point dogs when you look at what transpired going up against the Minnesota Lynx. There was no Caitlin Clark last night. They have the in-season, mid-season WNBA Commissioner's Cup. And for the Fever, cup runneth over. No Caitlin Clark, but Natasha Howard had it going on. Absolutely incredible. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. And this was a ridiculously amazing and impressive victory. And also inspires someone like me who bet the Fever before the season started to win the WNBA championship. And if you can beat a team like the Lynx, who have the second best odds to win the WNBA championship, and you already know you can beat the Liberty. Remember when you saw what transpired when Caitlin Clark was hurt earlier in the year, and then she came back, and it was that afternoon game on that Saturday, the weekend of the U.S. Open, and Caitlin went nuts and hitting all those threes. They beat the Liberty. So as someone who bet the Fever before the season started, there's a big deal. That is a big deal here. So I think if you look at the odds, there are about five teams that could win a title in the WNBA. And this is probably more than in prior years. Liberty, Lynx, Fever. The Aces are still the Aces, in my opinion. And the Phoenix Mercury, they've got it going on. But I still maintain Caitlin Clark. You saw the vibes. You saw the post-game celebration. You see the balance on offense. And when you could beat a team like the Lynx, again, 10.5-point dogs, that's a win on the money line. Excellent stuff here. Big picture here for the sports better if you have a ticket on Caitlin Clark's team. And by the way, I can at least wrap my brain around Caitlin Clark not being on the All-Star team because she's missed a lot of time. Obviously, for buzz, it's great, and she's sensational, and she should have been on the Olympic team. We've talked about that. This one I don't get fired up about because of the injuries and the missed time. I'm not gonna do that. But I do think for someone like Caitlin, there's a little bit of Michael Jordan, and I took that personally. Just to keep in mind when we're talking about the ability for the Fever to win a championship. Well, Kings fans despise Corey Perry. I mean, he has been a pain in the ass for LA. in terms of hits and Oilers wins over the last couple of years and, you know, penalties, and now the Kings bring him in. Now, the good news is, you know, Corey Perry makes the Stanley Cup Finals every single year. He loses in the Cup Finals, but maybe if you're a Kings fan, you can wrap your brain around this, and maybe that's how you can rationalize bringing in someone who's hated. 10-1 for LA to win the Western Conference, 20-1 to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Check out some baseball for tonight. We got the Yankees and the Jays. Yankees, of course, as we ranted about earlier in the show, have lost the first two games of the series north of the border. Let's take a look at the board for tonight. I'm actually surprised. And Will Warren's pitched really well for my New York Yankees. But I'm surprised the Jays, there's plus money attached. I think Berrios is a heck of a pitcher. So I think the Jays win tonight. I think the Jays on the money line are a solid play, and I would not be surprised here to see the Toronto Blue Jays have the ability to keep the good times going. We told you we had the Brewers money line this afternoon, and that was from last night's game, which was rained out. We have the Brewers on the money line tonight, and anytime you have the Miz, and no one beats the Miz, I mean, this cat is a freak. Jacob Mizorowski, I mean, he's built like Paul Bunyan. You know, he's tall, he's lanky, throws gas. I mean, it's like out of a movie. It's like the old, you know, Sports Illustrated, you know, April Fool's Day, Sid Finch throwing 108 miles per hour. If you understand that reference from back in the day. And if you don't, Google it. It was funny. Yeah, Sports Illustrated created a character, Sid Finch. That's who I think of when I see Jacob Mizorowski. And I think the Mets, who are stumbling and bumbling and lost this afternoon, I think the Mets are going to lose this double dip. Reds, Red Sox. And I keep picking the Reds and I keep losing. Last week, last Friday, one of my best bets was Nick Martinez. Listen, I will take the Reds again. At some point, I got to hit, right? You know, I know they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I do love this pitching matchup. You know, Criswell going up against Nicky Martinez. I will take Mr. Martinez on the heels of the gem that he was able to spin on Friday night. Some point, the Reds got to beat the Red Sox, right? Cubs guards, we keep rolling with that series, and that's been a ton of fun. Been very into it. You know, we had the Cubbies last night. Cubs are going to be rolling tonight with Chota on the mound, and I think that they will be able to take care of business on the money line. Diamondbacks Giants has my attention for tonight. At some point, you'd like to think that the Giants are going to be able to win a baseball game. Pitching matchup-wise with Merrill Kelly on the bump, I mean, that's going to be pretty difficult to ultimately get that one done. So I think that I'm not going to play this one, but the Diamondbacks are favored for a reason. And we're looking at history tonight with Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the LA Dodgers. And they're facing the Chicago White Sox. And it's going to be, all he's got to do is strike out three members of the lowly Chicago White Sox. And my goat, Mr. Kershaw, is going to hit strikeout number 3,000 in his legendary career. Time now to give out our best bets, brought to you by GBank, introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and Visa. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa signature credit card. First 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. Visa completes the trifecta with a free Visa Pro subscription through October the 31st at $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and Visa. Head on over to VSiN.com/GBank, VSiN.com/GBank. This is a one-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account. In response to this offer, will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. We've got a few baseball bets for you tonight. Angels, money line over the Braves. That's right. We are betting on the Angels tonight. I think that with Kikuchi on the mound, they will be able to take care of business. Nate Eovaldi over 4.5 Ks. Brewers once again on the money line. And he's the Miz. Nobody beats him. We'll go with our guy, Jacob Mizorowski. 6 more Ks plus 125. Don't bother me after the show today. I will be watching my guys, Mitch and Paulie, 4 p.m. Eastern. Follow the money. Ryan Heath, the Heath Bar, with a breakdown of the VSiN NFL betting guide and what you should bet before the season starts. Really looking forward to that. Thanks, of course, to our guy Evan Ferris and the incredible crew in the Vegas control room, our sensational producer, the great Michael Cohen, Tokyo Manana. Make it rain with Adam Shine.